Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
KeithandtheGirl.com/tattoos. I've updated it with 4 new Keith and the Girl tattoos. There are now over 140 of you out there with these tattoos. Be sure that we have yours, please. Also, remember the tattoo gets you into all Keith and Girl shows that we have control over.
Yeah, for free.
And that's a nice amount because it's our name, so we try to make sure we have control. But seeing another Keith and the Girl tattoo really is still like we saw the very first one 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think it's funny when people, you know, 2 or 4 years later are like, oh, I never told you about my Keith and the Girl tattoo. I'm like, I
didn't want to bother you.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You didn't want to bother me on Twitter.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, that's not a bother. It's wonderful, and thank you so much. Today's guest, you're going to like him. Some days I give you guests you don't care for too much, but these ones you're going to like. Corinne Fisher, how are you?
Hi. We're just over here going, wait, they got real tattoos?
Permanent ones?
Like ones that are forever? This is amazing.
Of your logo? We just like to report when people temporarily have a tattoo.
Felt like a tattoo was something like you were talking about on the show, like you had a tattoo. Like, I don't know if I thought it was like a code word.
You were selling temporary tattoos on your website. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Or a scar tattoo decal. This is amazing.
It's actually just our safe word. We just want to put it out there. Tattoo everybody.
Holy crap.
Christina Hutchinson, how are you?
I'm so good.
Good. These ladies are the host of Guys We Fucked.
Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet of you to say.
I didn't know you guys were ladies.
That's right.
I'm a girl. Set up.
That's nice. Guys we'd made love to.
Yes. Hello.
It is fun to see how many episodes you two have because you interview men you have fucked with.
Yes.
Or fucked, excuse me.
Fucked with as well.
Well, yeah. Freudian slip.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get your number, I guess, the day you stop doing the show.
No,
right?
Well, that's what people, there's right. There's other guests. Right. So yeah. That was originally people were like, you're going to run out of episodes. And I was like, maybe not.
It'll be fine.
Do you ever like, you're like, who do we have as a guest next? I have to go out there and fuck somebody.
No, people think we do that, but I've never done that. I mean,
I do that. You're welcome.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, here's some girls we fucked.
A big winter storm coming in New York. The front of the paper says this weekend will be whiter than the Oscars. We're going to have a lot of snow.
Wah.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that because it's just...
Typical post.
I know, but you kind of, when you walk by newspapers like that in your own city, you kind of feel like your city is turning into a bad joke.
Right.
Because if newspapers and like people who are trying to consider themselves legitimate media outlets are giving the middle finger on the cover and then, you know, making little racist jokes or whatever, I don't know.
The Post is the least classiest, I mean, of all of the papers.
I think that's why we read it here
on
the show.
It's very embarrassing, yeah.
Well, the Post is the newspaper that printed the picture of the guy right before he got hit by the subway.
Right?
Once they did that, I was like, I'm out.
This is this guy's last moment.
That was too much for me. Like, I'm good with any joke or the most offensive thing ever, but that was like truly disgusting, I thought. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Did you see the cover of the Daily News? Is watch out, snowballs in your mouth.
Oh, that's way funnier.
I mean, it's just corny. I hate anything weather related. Like, I don't care.
Weather
it's
puns?
Winter. It's January in New York is like snow really news. We know it's going to happen.
Right.
It's not exciting.
Have you guys been following, speaking of the Oscars, and what is the popular hashtag? Oscars so white? Yeah, that is what it is.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hashtag White House. RT.
And so some people are boycotting it, and then other actors are complaining about their boycotts, that kind of thing.
Right.
My struggle's worse.
Yeah.
Here's Jada Pinkett Smith talking about why they should.
I mean, she wasn't going to get nominated no matter what race she
is. She did wait to see how her husband did. It didn't work out. Now there's a problem.
Today is Martin Luther King's birthday, and I can't help but ask the question, is it time that people of color recognize how much power, influence that we have amassed, that we no longer need to ask to be invited anywhere? I ask the question, have we now come to a new time and place where we recognize that we can no longer beg for the love, acknowledgement, or respect of any group
my turn in Magic Mike Extra Extra Large was not recognized.
I mean, these white people aren't recognized for anything any better, but that was no I Had a Dream speech. I have to admit.
She had the cadence similar.
She does,
wait,
doesn't she?
Wait, did she say influence?
Yes.
Like, I was off board with that. But did anyone like put up a list of actors of color who should have been nominated?
We don't have time for that.
Because a lot of the winners, though, in previous years, actors and supporting actors have been African American. But I mean, yeah, I haven't seen all the movies, so I don't even know.
Right. I want to know who was snubbed.
The possibility. Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
tell you. I see a lot of movies.
Okay. Who was snubbed?
And last year, there were no people of color. And this year, of course, there's no people of color. There really were no good black actors in these last 2 years. It's just the way it happened to be.
I think it's like people aren't writing strong black roles. Yeah. That's where it starts. Mm-hmm. It starts at the mm-hmm. screenplay. Mm-hmm.
It starts before that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that they're not writing black roles. Of course, they're not doing that. But they're writing roles that supposedly can only be filled by white people.
And then cast,
agreed.
Yeah, so you can cast
a bigger problem.
A whole movie where mm-hmm. a whole movie, all of your friends are white.
Right.
All mm-hmm. of everybody that you come in touch with, a lot of these are based on big cities. Like, there's very few movies based, like, in the middle of Idaho, something happened, unless it's like a scary movie, whatever it is. But like, in metropolitan cities that you don't have any black actors, period, let alone leads or co-stars or whatever, that you can't pick one out of the 2 years that you have been hiring people, mm-hmm. that there's not even enough to choose from, that we just look across and we just see the color white is weird.
Yeah.
They should be in the movies. That's what I was thinking. Because I was like, are they being snubbed? Because I was like, I think it starts long before the Oscars, which is
the consensus. Where were you raised? How does somebody speak faster than us?
Oh, sorry. I'm from New Jersey. I know people sometimes think they like press the fast forward button on their iPhone.
That was magical.
I need to also get a lot. I need to get a lot in. And it's also, I work at, so what? I got to give a lot of information at the spa that I work at, like a lot of cancellation policies and things. And
let's hear the cancellation policy. Is it like that guy who speaks, you know, like
at the end of a prescription commercial?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I would just be like, hi, this is Corinne calling from blah, 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 day spa. I just want to confirm that you have a reservation for tomorrow at 4:30. You're set up for a 60-minute Swedish massage.
I'm trying to.
Just to know, I'm leaving a message, though. You can't talk back. And be like, just a reminder, we have a 24-hour cancellation policy. Gratuity is accepted in cash only, and you should arrive 15 minutes prior to your appointment time. If you need anything else, please give us a call back at da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Thank you, and we look forward to your visit. And I have to get that all in because then it beeps.
True. You're on a crunch. You're crunched for time.
I'm not joking.
You guys, be a little empathetic to the beep.
This is how I pay my rent, guys. People need to know when they need to be on the table.
I've never seen anyone race for the second beep on a message. That was really good. It was really impressive.
Thanks. Really proud.
Talking fast is fun. That's why I like rap music. And I know all the words.
Ooh, let's hear one.
I love it. Oh, no. I don't want
to. What are you, old school, new school?
Kendrick Lamar. Mm. I love, Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne.
Do you do it in karaoke?
Yes.
What's your go-to karaoke?
My go-to karaoke is What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
Okay.
But with hip hop, I do Crossroads.
What's that? Which?
Dun, 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 dun. Tell me what you gonna do when ain't no way to run.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, right?
It's all giving in for Wally. Easy sees Uncle Charlie. Little booba God's got him. And I'm gonna miss everybody. No.
Oh, I see. Like, you know that song? You like the sing-songy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Especially when there's rap in there as well. Because it's soothing for me to go fast. That's why when Corinne talks, I'm like, oh, it's normal.
You are, by the way, a comic, because we were both dancing to you singing, and then you go, no, nothing, nobody.
Yeah, oh, I need praise and validation for everything.
All right, here's a little more of Jada.
It's time that we recognize that if we love and respect and acknowledge ourselves in the way in which we are asking others to do, that is the place of true power. I'm simply asking the question.
So she's simply asking a question. The question is, instead of us complaining and saying, please, can you put us in your Oscars? We don't even give you the time of day. You do not take away our dignity
I agree.
By even alluding to that.
If I was black, I would just make up a better award and then not let white people in. Mm-hmm. And I know that's like segregation, but I think that's fun.
It'd be hard to get everybody on board. It'd probably take a while, but
you'd have to get the heat up.
Come on, guys! No, no.
But I feel like there's any group of people that can make some like just an award cooler. And I know this is like racist, but like it's a positive racism. It would be like black people making a cooler award, and then all the white people would try to get it, and then the Oscars would be corny.
Positive racism, right? You mean like appropriation?
It's just like saying all Asian people are smart, that kind of a thing.
All Jews know math,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but I heard a lot of others do.
Money won't get lost in my house when it comes around. Something positive.
Here's what I believe. The Academy has the right to acknowledge whomever they choose, to invite whomever they choose. And now I think that is our responsibility now to make the change. Maybe it is time that we pull back our resources and we put them back into our communities, into our programs, and we make programs for ourselves that acknowledge us in ways that we see fit.
Now, what if they start a special award thing and for black people and Jada doesn't win or get nominated?
She's going to have another one of these speeches.
I like it. I think this is really smart.
Well,
that's the soul.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say with Martin Luther King Day, for example, I just think white people need to educate themselves so much more than they are on black issues. I read a piece on BuzzFeed about the guy who got killed in the stairway by the Asian cop. Mm. He just got shot. And BuzzFeed, this journalist, I think her name's Alex Ronan, just did a piece, and it was a very in-depth piece on that man's life and what he was like and how he liked to cook his mom breakfast and he would clean the kid. Like little tiny things that really humanized him as a person instead of just making him a statistic. So little things like that, right. I just feel like people need to put into their brains so much more than they are.
That makes sense.
You hear that, everybody? BuzzFeed needs action. They need your likes.
12 reasons why he's a human being.
The 13th will shock you.
And there's a white person somewhere going, well, I don't care about that.
I don't know. Here's what I do. Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity and diminishes power. And we are a dignified people.
Hey, baby, what you doing? Well,
I know. I was like, isn't she rich? Why is her? It's so fuzzy. Right.
She does make a point, though, with the asking for acknowledgement does right. with takes away the dignity. Absolutely.
I like what she's saying. I just hate how she's saying it.
Same.
Yeah. It, they're a very pretentious family.
She's talking like Madonna. Like, stop. Right. It's so annoying.
Let's not forget it.
Okay.
So let's let the Academy do that with all grace and love.
I'm also getting a little bit wet.
Like, yeah, I know. It's very sexy the way she talks. Like, it's distracting.
Now she's talking about everybody doing things. Let them do them. And you come to my house and do me.
Us. Differently. I got nothing but love. Hey, Chris, I will not be at the Academy Awards and I won't be watching.
Chris Rock.
But I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. Good luck.
Fuck, man.
To the rest of you.
Yeah.
Nothing but love, always.
That's
good out of black man's whole thing.
Well, at least Chris will probably fucking rail into them for those race issues a lot, which is great. Right.
But it's this really, to me, this sucks for him.
Yeah.
Because
it's a responsibility on him.
But
too.
It's still. He's hosting, right. which is a great job. Who would turn that down? And then it's the 1 year that, like, after he signs his contract or whatever, he decides to do it. Everybody is boycotting. That sucks.
Right.
And hosting an award show that discriminates against your race, like that's...
I imagine that he's conflicted right now, right?
Yeah, of
Wouldn't
course.
You be?
Yeah, it's...
I think I would have to quit just because...
It's almost like you're dancing for the man. Let the white people laugh.
Yeah. At least he's a comedian, though, and he can make fun of it and address it.
That's the thing. Hopefully do you, the way he wants. Do you like, this might sound dramatic, but do you infiltrate from the inside? Do you know what I mean? Do you go like, I am the leader of this today, so at least we have some kind of representation. People still are seeing someone of color. Like, he's going to do a really good job. So there's that. Like,
should he come out in whiteface?
I would. Oh, that'd be amazing.
I was actually that'd be amazing. That would be so funny.
He absolutely should.
I think he should come out in pink face for accuracy.
What's the penalty like if he broke his contract? Does anyone know for the Oscars?
I'm sure it's going to be hard for him to afford it.
But well, I just didn't know if I was like, you know, a million, like, because I mean, that would be a huge, like, I mean, that would really send a fucking message. Yeah.
It'd send a message, but then do other award shows know, hey, we don't know if something weird's going to come up next time. We can't do this last minute thing. They wouldn't sue him because it would look so bad. But I don't think it's good for his career if he likes being a host.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not always money. It's the fact that, like, you are a working person in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Usually people have about 5 minutes in that spot, and you're cruising for a while. So, I don't know. That's tough, and it's also very unfair. And I think that, like, he should be supported no matter what he decides to do.
Of course, absolutely. It is unfair. It depends how strongly he feels about it, though. Like, this might not be his issue. Like, a lot of times with the basketball.
How could it not?
A lot of times with the basketball players, though, they're like, oh, LeBron has to sit out this game because this person got killed. But it's like, it's not. If he feels strongly about it and he's been talking about it, then yeah, he shouldn't do it. But, like, he doesn't. Just because he's black doesn't mean he has to feel a certain way.
It's going to be weird when.
It's your issue. It becomes your issue regardless. You can't avoid this. It's not for you to choose. It just, this has become your issue.
It's so obvious, especially this year and last year too, that he's, but I would be excited for the opportunity to really, really nail it and talk about it as often as I possibly could when I'm on stage.
That's a good idea.
He does his job. He creates roles for great roles. I mean, what was it? Top Five? Is that the name? Yeah, that was a great movie. And I mean, every black person I know was in that movie. It was phenomenal. Seriously, I was like, oh, this person.
That's because Leslie. That's all the black people in Hollywood.
It was phenomenal, true. Though. It was phenomenal.
Will it be strange when Willow and Jaden go to the Oscars? That's going to be uncomfortable, right?
Are they going?
They're so weird.
They love it. No, I don't know. I do know Chris Rock. I'm sure he will, you know, address the controversy probably 3 times in a row. You know how he does.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Tired. Yeah. Oscars.
This is awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's a rebuttal. And it kind of stays within the family because this is Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Her name is Janet Hubert.
Wait, which Aunt Viv was this? Second. Oh, right. Well, come on. Who's listening to that?
I know.
She's the traitor Aunt Viv.
You're not my real aunt.
Wait, but that's the Aunt Viv that did that choreography piece that I love. So, you know what? I take back my snarkiness.
Yeah. She moves like an angel.
Actress Janet Hubert coming to you, not in a post, but sort of in a post. And I got to say.
By the way, when you go post, not in a post, you know what? I'm not going to just start over.
Right. Oh, it's
like, you have the power to end it.
Right. You're not live.
Actress Janet Hubert coming to you, not in a post, but sort of in a post. And I got to say. I've been trying to figure out, do I really want to do this? And yeah, I do. Today being the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
This dude's popular.
Hitting 60 years old. I'm at that point where I'm like, I don't give a kitty. I want to say something about Jada Pinkett Smith asking other actors, black actors and actresses to boycott the Oscars. First of all, Miss Thing.
Oh,
no, you didn't. Shit.
That's not her last name.
Shit.
Very true. Good observation.
What if her maiden name is Thing?
Joe Mann not have a mouth of his own with which to speak.
Oh no!
Damn,
now it's getting gender.
But she's
it's a gender issue now.
For herself.
Say that again, Christina.
Jada's speaking for herself.
Right.
Why can't she speak for her husband? Why I speak for Keith sometimes? Who the fuck is he?
And the second thing is, girlfriend. There's a.
She did not mean that nicely.
Yeah, she's condescending, like, demeaning with, like, yeah. Right.
That was not a brunchy girlfriend.
Now, sister, listen.
And the second thing is, girlfriend.
The second thing is, who the fuck am I? Where have I been? And why is my sound quality so much better than yours, Miss Thing?
There's a lot of shit going on in the world that you all don't seem to recognize. People are dying. Our boys are being shot.
Come on.
Left and right. People are hungry. People are starving. People are trying to pay bills. And you're talking about some motherfucking actors.
Motherfucking actors.
And it just ain't that deep. And here's the other thing. For you to ask other actors and other blackresses and black actors to jeopardize.
I didn't know that was a thing. I like it.
Only for Naomi Ekpair again.
What if they do a special? What if they do a special thing now next year, and it's like greatest blackter?
Oh, that's horrible. Picture.
Yeah,
that's,
no, we can't do that.
It's like comedian. Yeah.
Okay.
Defensive.
Okay, I'm learning.
We're just all actors.
Okay.
Here, and they're standing in a town that you know damn well. You don't do that.
You know how you have best foreign film, like best foreign actor.
Well, foreign wouldn't, it would be like.
Don't play into it.
Would it include.
Stop it.
Black people.
Don't fall for it.
Unless they're from like Haiti. That doesn't make
sense. Look at his face.
I obviously didn't have a lot of time to think about it. Okay, point made.
And here's the other thing. They don't care. They don't care. And I find it ironic that somebody who has made their living.
These things are
and made their living and made millions and millions of dollars. From the very people that you're talking about boycotting, just because you didn't get a nomination, just because you didn't win. That is not the way life works, baby.
Oh,
okay.
Ouch.
And it's very suspect to me.
I know she doesn't get
and
parts.
I seem to recall.
Oh, it's coming to her. Don't.
Wait a minute. Is this her act? I seem to recall. One moment. Let me deduce.
She's trying to get an Oscar with this.
Yeah.
Can I get a nod?
It's pretty good.
She's like, I know they give out Emmy Awards to Emmy Award TV shows, so let's go meta.
That's back to me. And I seem to recall, 20, maybe 6, 7 years ago, 25, whatever it was. Look, I don't even remember, but I seem to remember at option time coming to you and saying, you know what, Will? You're the star of the show. Why don't we all get together? And with you, maybe we could get a little raise. Maybe the network, since you know the show is such a hit, and you being the star of the show, your influence would help us greatly, like they did on Friends, like white shows do. Ooh. Remember that? Do you remember that? Because I do. Hmm. And your response to me was, my deal is my deal, and y'all deal is y'all deal.
My deal is my deal, and y'all deal is
okay,
y'all deal.
Well, time out for a second. 26 years ago, how old was he?
12.
I was going to say 12. That's so funny. And not that I'm saying that that wasn't a thing.
Right. Show was about him.
Jesus Christ.
Makes sense that he did.
But so he's not allowed to be, so because they made money in this, they're not allowed to be the leaders of some sort of movement about it as well.
I mean, she's just bitter about this,
this
money
is
from
a
25
whole
years ago.
My struggle is greater than your struggle. Bullshit. Like,
yeah. Crazy.
She's not getting Jada's point. It doesn't seem. Ugh, God, gross. This is gross to listen to.
He would have been 21 years old, by the way.
That's pretty young.
Yeah.
That's pretty young to stand up for an entire crew, for your job, for their job, for somebody your mother's age.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He did say, when they call it the fresh us of Bel Air, I'll go in with you.
No, but you know, she's right that that's the person who would be the person to push it one way or another. Mm-hmm. But Jesus, he's 21 years old.
Yeah, you're a kid. That's true.
Karma must be a bitch because now here you are. Here you are. You've had a few flops.
Ooh.
And you know,
shade.
There are those out there who really deserved a nod. And Idris Elba was one of them. Lord have mercy. Beast of No Nation was incredible. That man is an incredible.
Oh my God. We're going to be speaking tongues here in a minute.
Idris Elba is pretty great.
Yeah, but what did he do? Was it that one, the boy next door? The man next door?
I don't even know where we're at.
He kills everybody.
Oh.
Some what? Movie where he kills everybody.
I didn't see most of The Contender, so I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm a bad So reference. There was a movie where good actors were in and they didn't get a nod?
This movie was terrible, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I would like to be clear. I was joking before, but this movie is horrible.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
All right.
One of them. Lord have mercy. Beast of No Nation. Oh, Lord. That man is an incredible actor. You are not. Maybe you didn't deserve a nomination.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think, frankly, you deserved a Golden Globe nomination with that accent. but you got one.
Oh,
it's mean.
Yes.
Well, this is just a cat fight. This isn't good for anything.
Just because the world don't go the way you want it to go doesn't mean that you can go out and then you start asking people to stand up and sing, "We Shall Overcome" for you.
Wait a minute. You started with "The whole world is going right for you guys." And now she's saying just because it's not going right for you. I think they're going okay. I think they're all
you
right.
You ain't Barack and Michelle Obama.
That's true.
And y'all need to get over yourselves. You have a huge production company that you only produce your friends, your family, and yourself.
Well, that's so what you I would are do. Yeah, me too.
Right. What am I supposed to produce?
I only work with the people I like.
Sorry, Danny. I know
that's
you
exactly
too well.
What I would do.
That's why people create production companies.
It's like when you try to fuck a woman and she's like, you know what? We can't. We're friends. We're such good friends.
I would. You are a part of the system that is unfair to other actors. So get real. Now, for those of you who say, "Miss Huber, here she go. Here she go. Here she go being bitter."
So a lot of people tell you that?
It's not about
I hear it all the time.
Being bitter. It's about being right. You know, some of us got mortgages to pay. We got bills to pay. We got bigger shit to worry about than the Oscars.
She's mentioned
the only
paying
Oscar
bills
I care about right now
she's
is really Oscar Mayer Wiener like with mustard and relish.
How do you have time and to I'm worry not- about Oscar Mayer Wiener? There's so much poverty out there.
Well, she's just making humors.
Care about right now is Oscar Mayer Wiener with mustard and relish. And on that note, Blacktress Janet Huber.
Take care, Blacktress Janet. Yeah. She's really saying it's okay to say Blacktress. I'm telling you.
I mean, she just did like an offensive caricature of a black actress,
right?
With all the like, she was like, "What the hell was that?" That was terrible.
I didn't find that to be the case, but there was nothing productive about it. There was nothing that said like, "Oh, what? Oh, you're on this side because I don't know." It just
and Jada was talking about that. I do think the bigger issue of not only with not with the nominations, but with the parts and consideration, just respect for black actors. You don't you put them in a corner as the token black friend or something. That's what needs to change. And she's absolutely right.
Yeah, but if she had the point that they just hire their friends, are their friends only white? Because then she would have a point. If they started a production company and all they do is hire white people,
they're feeding into the system.
But that's not what she said. They said they're hiring friends.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah. And that's totally fine. That's why you start a production company. Yeah.
The last time Aunt Viv was working, she was in Tyler Perry's House of Pain in 2011.
I get the bitterness, yeah.
But that's not that long ago.
Well, she also voiced a character in Grand Theft Auto in 2013.
Oh. That's great.
Well, I mean,
I would love to do that. Okay. I was going to say, well, then, I mean, like, Grand Theft Auto is just people, like, killing each other.
Yeah.
Stuff. Like, I mean,
all the women
great.
Are prostitutes.
Yeah, but it's not. There's a whole, that's a whole different discussion.
But that's what that's she means. That's what she means when she's saying people are dying left and right.
In Grand Theft Auto, which I voiced.
I should know. I narrated it.
Yeah.
And you can fuck a woman and then beat her to death and take your money back. Anyway, it's sick out there. We have bigger problems.
Yeah, Smiths. I mean, we do have bigger problems, but the thing is, everyone has an issue in their thing. And like, what is, you know, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith aren't going to talk about, you know, being hungry. Like,
right.
They don't know about that. So they have to talk about what you know about.
But also, they can talk about other people being hungry and the Oscars.
How do they find the time?
Yeah. They give to charity. They could do that and be concerned about what's going on in their careers and what's going on in the careers for people who are affected as well.
Sometimes they get shocking in these awards. They had Mel Gibson, you know, mm-hmm. up there with the Golden Globe. So maybe mm-hmm. Aunt Viv will actually introduce somebody on stage. And we'd be like, oh,
I mean,
that's
like, what she was trying to go for.
And then she'd be like, glad I did that video.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mama, get a paycheck.
It worked out. Snoop Dogg is boycotting the Oscars. He's not pleased about this either.
I love him.
He's so high.
Anything
all the time.
He does, I support. I just like him.
I loved Snoop Dogg.
I normally don't make comments on, you know, political shit or shit that be going on in the media, but mm-hmm. I watched my sister Jada Pinkett speak on the Academy Awards and how they don't really, you know, they don't really fuck with black folks, but they use us for how they use us. I feel the same way in the music industry with the Grammys, being nominated for 16, 17 Grammys and never winning one, so I kind of like feel what she's fuck saying them. As far as great performances and never being, you know, acknowledged, but who gives a fuck? Fuck the Grammys. Fuck the Oscars. Fuck all that old slavery bullshit ass award show. Fuck them. I'm with you, baby girl. I may not say it as nice or as classy as you,
but you say it clearer.
I'm on the same page.
And faster.
Yeah.
Very eloquent and succinct.
Yeah.
Age as you, and fuck them. They steal all our culture, steal all our slang, steal all our everything, and then they make it cool, and then we can't get no acknowledgement for what we do as far as being originators and creators to this entertainment world, so to speak. So, Jada, this is Snoop. I love you. Appreciate you. What you said is so true. I'm going to say it for you the way you really should have said it. Fuck the Oscars. Fuck the Grammys. And fuck any of you motherfuckers who nominate or don't nominate. You old motherfuckers need to shit or get off the pot. I say let's have a hood awards.
Oh,
we give
go.
All black folks what they do and deserve. See? From yesteryear, today, and tomorrow. Because there's some great filmmakers, great actors, great actresses, great screenwriters, et cetera, but we don't get that look that we deserve. So, from Jada Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, Snoop Dogg, and all the disgruntled black actors and actresses all around the world, I'll say it for them. Fuck the Oscars. Fuck the Grammys. I'm not watching that bullshit-ass show. Fuck them. I'll be smoking dope. Yes. Kicking. You dig?
Oh,
now suck dick or die trying.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was
beautiful. God, I love Snoop.
Well, I think that's going to happen. I think enough people get angry and this next award show is going to happen.
If anyone can start the Hood Awards, it's Snoop. Hey. Like, I mean, amazing.
Absolutely.
I mean, he should have turned his radio off when he recorded that. But.
We watched the Globes. It wasn't, it was just bougie and boo.
And it's like if you cry when you get a Golden Globe,
yeah,
stop
relax.
It. Stop it. No tears during Golden Globes. You're allowed to cry if you get an Oscar, but Golden Globe.
Right. Those Golden Globes, you're saying they could suck a dick or die trying.
Absolutely. Globes, come on.
I don't think his title is going to go over, but the rest of it might work.
Right.
We worked really hard. Welcome to the Hood Awards.
Stacey Dash, she's African American. Mm-hmm. She was in Clueless, and she does commentating now on Fox News.
Yeah. She does.
No.
And she makes the most sense. No, here we go.
This morning, there's some growing outrage with some over the lack of diversity in this year's list of Oscar nominees.
No, don't
Filmmaker
ask her, no.
Spike Lee and actress Jada Pinkett Smith say they're not going to go to the Oscars next month
Spike
after
Lee's
an all-white list of nominees was announced for the major categories for a second year in a row. Joining us now to weigh in, actress and Fox News contributor Stacey Dash.
And the only black person we know.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think about this?
I think it's ludicrous.
Why?
Because we have to make up our minds. Either we want to have segregation or integration. And if we don't want segregation, then we need to get rid of channels like BET and the BET Awards.
Oh, how about that?
What the fuck?
How about that? You know what? I used to think this way when I was 7. It seems to make sense. Let's all just heal and behave, right? Then my brain formed. You moron.
Oh my God.
Never mind, by the way. She was on BET not too long ago, but okay.
And also, why don't women just accept that if we just speak the same way as men, that they'll just speak to us the same way back? If you just get that in your brain, then we can all just get along. If you just smile, then somebody will smile back at you. A-duh.
Image awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. If it were the other way around, we would be up in arms.
But so many things didn't happen the other way around.
Right.
That people could legitimately list, which is why we're celebrating some dude's birthday.
And to be clear, white people can and do still win in those awards.
Standard.
So you say there shouldn't be a BET channel?
No, I don't think so. No. Just like there shouldn't be a Black History Month.
Oh.
You know, we're...
What? Why?
I mean, look, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Stop yourself.
This is
no.
Four white people sitting around talking about black issues.
No.
So, but, yeah.
Oh, God. That was the nicest thing you ever said, but you don't even believe it.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And it's true. And I understand what I understand where she's coming from, but it's like, don't you understand that these people need acknowledgement? Like, if I was snubbed, like having a women's only thing, certain aspects in life, I like. It's nice.
Of course.
The end. That's all I have to say.
Christina, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 41. 27. Okay, so I'll give you some time. I realize that everybody should not have a right to their opinion. This is what I'm learning more and more.
Trust me. I agree. I understand that with the internet having a, you know, push in our faces makes me.
Oh, God, yeah.
Americans, period. That's it.
Are you saying there shouldn't be a Black History Month because there isn't a White History Month?
Exactly. Exactly.
Al Sharpton has jumped on this boycott.
I like hearing him like,
yeah.
I knew you'd be on the Fox point of view, but God, Jesus. Words. Oh, shit. This segment just started.
She has the viewpoint of like a really racist white person. Because I hear racist white grandparents say things like that. Why is there a BET? There's no WET.
Right. How about a whites only magazine?
With a lot of magazines.
With a big fat pussy on the front. Ooh. Instead of a big old ass.
White girls don't have fat pussies.
I mean, some do.
Some do.
How do you guys? Well.
Al Sharpton has jumped on this boycott bandwagon. He says, don't watch because Hollywood, here's a quote, Hollywood has become like the Rocky Mountains. The higher you get, the whiter.
The whiter you get. Well, that's not necessarily true. And if it is, you know, that needs to change. What I find astounding is that we've had a president who is Black in office for the past 8 years. Who gets
and everybody's like, there's still racism.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
How did you not fix this? He had 8 whole years.
Is she slurring?
Maybe she does sound like she just woke up.
I mean, she sounds exactly like she did in Clueless, and I can't stop thinking about her in the mall. And I'm like, no, Ty's going to fall. Save her.
Most of his funding from the liberal elite in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there are not very many roles for people of color. How can that be? And why is it just now being addressed?
I can understand Jada Pinkett Smith's frustration that her husband wasn't nominated for, you know, he did a great job in the movie Concussion.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what does that say about how people are selected for these awards?
Right. That's assuming they're selected by race, which I think would be a very a disservice to the people who are looking at the films and making the choices. Right. Maybe they need to be more, you know.
Did she have a concussion?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
What is she saying?
I have no idea.
All right, let's keep hearing.
Degraded, and there need to be more diverse people in the process of electing.
In the Academy.
In the Academy.
The demographics of the Academy apparently are secret, but for the most part, according to some investigation out in Hollywood, it's predominantly white males.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that says something about who they select, or are they looking for that, or the best movies and the best actors?
I hope they're looking for the best movies and the best actors. The good news is that there's attention brought to it now. But like I said, over the past 8 years, we've had a president, Black, who gets his funding mainly from Hollywood, the elite liberals.
Yeah.
So it's odd to me that this has now become such an issue.
Well, let's see what happens, because they are calling for people not to watch it. Let's see if the ratings go down.
Yeah, I doubt it.
By the way, before you go, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, how sweet.
Okay. He has no idea what she said, because how can you? What did she say?
I love the, by the way, happy birthday part. That was my favorite.
Wow.
But then she probably gets home, checks social media, and like, wow, this is the worst birthday ever.
No, I mean, she hasn't gotten that much stuff on social media in a long time. I think it's fine, no matter what she says.
Well, I say fuck her. I'm not just joining the bandwagon. I've said this for years. I am team Lacey Chabert, and that's the truth. All right.
I didn't know they were against each other.
Well, I'm picking sides. Alexis Arquette put out a Facebook post. When Jada comes out, listen to this.
Oh, God, I forgot about Alexis Arquette.
Right? She was the first transgender person in all of history. That's how they whisper to each other.
Well, why, share with the group.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I was just explaining who Alexis Arquette was.
What did you just say?
I said she was on one of those reality shows, and she's part of the famous Arquette family.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know who she was.
Oh, I remember
like
now.
Like 8 unknown people in a house, but they're kind of known, and then she was on that.
I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah.
When Jada comes out as gay, and her bared husband admits his first marriage ended when she walked into him butt servicing his sugar daddy, Benny Medina, then I will listen to them.
Preach.
Will threw a fit on the set of Six Degrees of Separation when he was required by the scene to kiss Anthony Rapp. He persuaded the director to shoot the back of his head in frame, blocking the non-existent lip lock entirely. Fuck him. Gays have enemies. They lurk in gilded closets. Mm. Outing is healthy. Damn. You are either with or against Jeez. Us. You decide today.
Ooh, okay, okay, that was my favorite.
Yeah. The first part, I was like, don't out people. That's none of your business. But the second part, that he's got all this like...
homophobia?
Yeah, like hide my kiss. You're an actor. Did you believe that you were really kissing those women while you were married? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what's the
Get
difference?
Get over it.
Kissing a man or a woman on screen, you're getting paid millions of dollars.
Well, the difference to him is supposedly is that he people are going to think he's gay, and he is indeed gay.
Then he's assuming everyone's way dumber than they are.
Right.
You think kissed the guy in the movie. He's got to be gay. I mean, he might be gay in real life, and he might have lovers that are dudes. That's a whole different thing.
Right. Oh, you sound like you're interviewing Stacey Dash.
Seriously? so much shade being thrown.
It's like the Republican debates
Holy
now.
Holy fuck. Right. But okay. Let's say he's hiding some homo shit, right?
Fucked up.
I still think he can have an opinion on being black.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
different things.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think
sexuality and race.
Yeah. I heard that they have like whatever relationship where maybe she could be with women or I don't think that I've heard so much that he's with men. I don't really care what they do with their genitals, but
I heard when she leaves a post, he has to leave the room. I've heard a lot of things.
But I wow. That was fun, though. It was fun. Sorry.
R. Kelly is on Bill Cosby's side. Perfect timing.
Of course he is.
R. Yeah. Kelly
who pisses on children.
If he wasn't, I would be disappointed.
Yeah,
honestly.
Me too. I'd be like, ugh.
I'm not even mad at R. Kelly.
Me. Yeah.
There's really few things that R. Kelly could do that would make me upset with them.
Well, this is just like Palin and Trump. Like, of course you're on each other's side. You're both dum-dums.
And also, R. Kelly does the same thing to young women and manipulates them into sexual situations they don't want to be part of. So it takes one to know one.
But then he writes fun songs about it, so I feel like it's better.
This really just proves that Cosby did it.
What? True.
Yeah, Bill was like, please don't support me.
Right.
Yeah. Can you shut up, Rocky? You're really not making me look good.
He says, my opinion is that, now see, this is what I'm saying. Everybody doesn't need to have one. But he has an opinion. My opinion is that I don't know what happened. No. You would think it would end right there.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank God that came to press.
I was catching up on Saturday Night Lives, and one of them, one skit I liked a lot was they had a game show. It's set up, you know, kind of like Jeopardy, and it's called Should I Chime In on This? And they would say, all you have to do to win is not chime in.
It's so hard.
Right.
It's so hard.
Now, this person wants to become transgender. What are your thoughts on that?
And wants to transition?
Wants to transition. And so the guest would say, do I know this person? You don't know him at all. Am I a family member? No. Do I even live in the community? Not at all. You don't know about this person whatsoever. It doesn't affect your life. Well, here's the thing with being transgender.
This was this season, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Keenan hosted that sketch.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, that's funny.
I fucking loved that. That really nailed a lot of nails.
That's so
on the head.
Funny.
So you think he would say, my opinion is I don't know what happened. But now there's more. I'm a fan of Bill Cosby's from The Cosby Show, of course.
Oh my God.
Who's not? And for me to give my opinion on something that I have no idea if it's true or not, all I can say is that it was a long time ago. Oh no, I'm not done.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
Man or R. Kelly. Aren't you over your rape by now? Hello.
Sure it. That was like forever ago.
I know.
And when I look on TV and I see the 70, 80, 90-year-old ladies talking about what happened when they were 17, 18, or 19.
Oof.
Well, there's something strange about it. That's my opinion. It's just strange.
Over 16, he classifies as 90.
Yeah.
He's like, she's not holding a caboodle. She must be 100.
Anyone with pubes is just a corpse to me.
He dismissed the whole scandal as, quote, strange and something we can't explain. There's no way. We can't even explain this.
The miracle of Jesus.
It's a UFO. He's like, this is pretty much an episode of The X-Files.
No, your rape was like Jesus. I don't know.
If this is,
he's agnostic about the rape.
This is in an article in GQ. Now, when you're in a member of GQ and you're interviewing this guy, And he keeps going. Are you like, oh, I totally hear you. Holy shit, I can't write fast enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I wasn't there either. Now you say something.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You're shocking. If God showed me that they were telling the truth.
God showed him?
If he did.
Right.
I would say that's wrong. I don't care if it was a zillion years ago. I'll tell you, if God came to me and showed me on video that this happened.
Because that's how God would do.
He took my hand and walked me through the beach and was like, see this girl? She didn't want that.
He's like, you see those places where there wasn't footsteps? That's when the rape was occurring.
That's the rape because he picked him up.
He was picking him up and raping them.
Well, he says he wouldn't care if it was a zillion years ago if God proved it to him. It could be a zillion. I want to be clear about when I'm bringing up timelines.
I want R. Kelly to re-explain, like to repurpose the footsteps poster, right. But related to Bill Cosby raping people.
Oh my God. This is why I love
brilliant.
R. Kelly, though. It's so over the top. It's so outlandish.
I think young people say love like it's a negative. This is why I love R. Right. Kelly. It's a different connotation.
True.
Oh, it's certainly, yeah, no.
If God showed me the rape happened on Mars, I would believe him.
Wait, is that...
That's me.
Oh, I was going to say. I was thinking R. Kelly.
Let's play a game. Is this Keith's quote or R. Kelly's? I don't know.
Okay, this is R. Kelly. But God would have to do that because God is the only one who can show me that. No man can tell me that. Not the guy that would bust in these girls. Not the guy that watched the doors.
I know it's you now because you're not looking at the paper.
Right. That was me.
But also not the women.
I was going to say, a woman could tell you.
Right. But God would have to do that because God's the only one that can show me that. No man can do that. No woman can tell me that. And when you wait 70 years, 50 years, 40 years, what is time? To say something that simple, it's strange.
That simple?
R. Kelly should never call anything strange.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that right.
To say something as simple as, well, it's just a four-letter word, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was a young actress and I was raped by one of the most famous people currently in entertainment.
Oh, my God.
Just say it.
And then the interviewer said, do you want to talk about you fucking and pissing on those little girls? And he goes, I think I got to go.
I got to go. I got a meeting. I really would love to.
Excuse me. Did God tell you I did that? Because.
Only he knows.
Mm-hmm. God's texting me. Got to go.
Only he knows.
Oh, God.
He shouldn't be allowed to talk.
There you go.
Yeah, now only sing.
Now awesome. You're in the spirit.
I mean, that's fucking... that's insane.
The thing is when you don't let him talk, then he makes super long songs that kind of sound like he's talking.
He's talking. He just put a track underneath it.
Yeah. He puts a beat under it.
Yeah. I'm trapped in the closet, and Bill Cosby didn't do it, because I think if he did tell me, then God would come down.
There's beautiful. A football player, the bad football, you know, football. And there's women playing, and the guy, a referee, Spanish referee.
Oh, the bad football, you mean soccer?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Soccer.
Got it.
He asks a female player, this is during the game, to be clear, out on a date.
Oh, Christ.
Wait, what do you mean? This is...
The game, it's a soccer match.
Yeah.
Women playing against women. The guy referee hits on one of the women and asks to take her out.
Oh, come on.
I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Oh, I'm busy.
For the love of God.
Oh, my, in the middle of a game?
Yeah.
I would have said yes. Now, did I score a goal or not?
Hey, brown hair, let's get coffee this afternoon.
Oh, you can't even call me by my number?
Right. hey, Qatar. That's not my name.
My name is literally on my uniform. You fuck.
She says, I've stopped believing in football and fair play. I feel helpless, humiliated. In the many years that I've been playing football, I've never felt so ashamed.
What?
Ashamed?
I don't get that. I mean, she wasn't being treated with respect because obviously if it was a dude and a girl referee, that wouldn't happen.
I'd be like, fuck that guy.
I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's just fuck that guy. We don't need to be ashamed and feel helpless like we're drowning in a river.
Well, she rebuffs
but that's how she felt.
Yeah, and she's not allowed.
She rebuffs the offer, and subsequently, two of her teammates were sent off and a clear penalty opportunity denied. They lost the game 3-2. She says he lost the game for the team because she wouldn't say yes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he fired? No.
He's not?
When men get rejected, they get real upset.
Man, they get butthurt.
Real ticked off.
She's willing to. I carry around actual flags, like football flags, and I throw it when my wife upsets me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does she hit you after that?
That sounds fun.
Can I? There was this video. I don't know if I think it would actually be good in audio form or not. I'm not sure. But they asked male sports figures the questions that women have been asked and you watch them respond to it. Like one of them is, you know, you're big in sport, blah, blah, blah. What's your type of woman? And they're like, what? Why are you asking me that? All their reactions is like, huh? And then finally the last question was, what are you wearing? Can you give us a little twirl? The guy almost got punched in the face.
Sure.
But then they cut to the woman who was asked that.
Right.
And she really was in a, like, a, it was a tennis shop. Player.
Right.
And there was like a, you know, full audience. And that's what he, and she,
it's condescending.
She sort
nice.
Of laughs, but sort of was like, oh my God, am I really going to have to respond to this?
Right.
That video is so good. You guys have to watch
that.
That
sounds phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Remind me here, who's dating? Are you?
I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. That's more than dating. Yeah.
Okay. And are you seeing anybody?
Dating. No.
No? Okay. All right. Back to you, Christina.
Yeah. What's up? What you want to know?
How many years?
Almost five.
Five. Are you living together?
Yes.
All right.
Did he ever have an issue with you talking about the guys that you have? Guys, you fucked.
No.
You fucking slut. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's how he got me to be his girlfriend, actually. He said, you fucking slut. And I was like, yes, please.
I'm starting to realize he wasn't being ironic.
He dated a famous porn star right before me, so he took no issue.
All right.
He was very, no jealousy. He doesn't get jealous. Unless, I mean, I can't be like, I'm going to make out with this guy. He's like, okay, great.
Right.
Who's, don't do that.
Who's the porn star?
Stoya.
Now, would you look her up and you start feeling bad? Like, wow,
yes.
She really starts flipping around on shit.
Well, she does. She flips on dicks. Right. It's very impressive, really. They broke up after 2 years, and 10 days later, I started dating Steven. So I was almost a rebound that turned into a relationship. Hmm. So I got to hear what he missed about her, and right. He kind of like said things to me that I couldn't unhear, and that's what really, really got to me.
A real Cinderella story.
Yeah. And
did James Dean rape Stoya?
Oh, I mean, she tweeted that he did, so right. Yes, okay. I believe her.
Yeah. But I thought maybe like your boyfriend
had inside
has
info?
Inside scoop.
No, God, okay. No. But we interviewed her. Right. We interviewed Stoya on her podcast before she talked about that. But with that tweet, if you read the tweet, it says basically she's sick and tired of people putting James Dean on this feminist pedestal.
Right.
And one of the reasons why she cited that he is not a feminist is because he raped her during when they were having sex, and they have safe words. They have this rapport with each other because they're in a relationship. Right. And he crossed that line and took control of her body and raped her. He's not a feminist. Shut the fuck up, everybody. And then what the media did was, oh my God, Stoya was raped. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's horrible that she was raped, but they're taking her tragedy and they're making her, you should feel this way about it. And it's fucking bullshit. I feel very strongly about that.
Well, explain that to me. I don't understand why not?
She was on a platform of, hey, I'm just outing this guy who you shouldn't be praising for being a feminist.
He was being praised.
Well, I'll tell you, once you have me on the rape part, I promise you, me putting him on a pedestal for being a feminist kind of goes away.
Right.
I know, but I think the point
is the focus.
Yeah. That she didn't want to be the victim focused.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
just wanted exactly. to clear the air about some person.
I see.
You know,
and she was sick of
pity. Yeah,
she was sick of people asking about him and saying how wonderful he was when mm-hmm. she knew this about him. And she just—it was her choice to not say anything right after it happened. She handles that the way she wants to handle it.
But it is good that the rape knowledge did get out there. I think because after following that, there's many accusations, including male directors saying the stuff, sick stuff they've seen him do on set, including rape. And then, of course, you know.
Oh, he sounds like a monster.
Violence. Yeah.
Which, by the way, your podcast is called Guys We Fucked.
Yes.
And you speak openly, of course, about sex mm-hmm. and relationships and just general fucking stuff.
Yeah. It's Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Right. So, but because of that, do you guys get hit on differently, you think, or more often, or like more rude, or do you
we got a dick pic in our Instagram inbox.
Yeah, we get.
Don't we all?
Because you keep saying those private messages. Saying you don't get dick pics. And I was like, someone's certainly going to send you a dick
pic.
I get dick pics
from
all the time and texts from people I know.
I've never gotten one from a person I know. I'm just not that kind of girl, I guess.
Yeah, I get dick pics all the time. I mean, certainly I've had a lot less sex since I started doing the Guys We Fuck podcast. I can't trust why people are having sex with me, which sounds outlandish because I'm not famous. But like, yeah, people will just try to fuck me again on the show. Like, comics are ruthless. So
wow.
Do you feel that?
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
But you don't have people on who you fucked like exclusively, right? You have people on who you didn't have sex with.
We have a lot of guests that we've not had sex
for
with.
For sure.
But that's the easy way in, you're saying.
That's a guaranteed way in. Like, yeah, at least if you don't much have to ask you.
Yeah. Right. Are they ever inside you and then they'll say, like, is Tuesday good for the show?
No, I mean, sometimes as a joke, I'll be like, so when do you want to do the podcast? But like, if it's my joke.
That was at the beginning, though.
Yeah, I would say that to people.
Oh, that's how you hit on someone?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. And like, if you're fucking a comic, that's funny to say. But, yeah, I just have I'm a lot more closed off, which I didn't even know was possible because I'm pretty closed off to begin with.
That really does suck because that's an intimate thing. It's also, to me, it's a necessary part of life. Mm-hmm. So to be so overly cautious about people's intentions, where already the intentions are starting it from a low point.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think now you only have like comedians or fans basically in your face trying to have sex with you?
I would never have sex with a fan.
Never?
Never.
Keith? Mm-hmm.
Well, I hate Corinne. Very clear.
Corinne.
But you're that.
See, I don't even respect this name.
I can.
Well, number one, you're married, but number two, you're like you're in the industry. Like, you know, like if you're a person, like a comic who also likes the podcast, that doesn't count as a fan. I'm saying someone who only knows me from being on the thing.
He married a fan.
You married a fan? Are you? Oh, did you?
I only marry fans.
Oh, yeah.
I had a three-way.
Well, Mark Maron was engaged to one, so.
Well, you know.
That's true. Well, because what happens is the fans of the show, and I feel weird always using that that word. Yeah. The fans of the show do become friends because to me it's like my friends when they're fans of the work that I do, that's like a good.
You're like-minded.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that, you know, my friends like what I do. And then if they hear the show, that's kind of a bonus because when do you get to kind of have that conversation with your friends? So I understand that weird line, but I do think it could happen that you could be genuine friends with people who listen to you.
Well, I would never be turned on by someone who liked me that much.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
sexually, so. I think it's a turn off if someone's like, I'm really a big fan of your podcast. Like, I want you to be unimpressed with me. If I'm going to try and fuck you, you know?
I want you to be impressed with me not because of the podcast.
Of course.
That's the key.
Yeah, it's like too easy.
But let's say you're with somebody. There's a chemistry. Sex is probably about to happen. They go,
What are you trying to do here?
Let's say
we have an auction.
I happen to know about this show you do. I would rather.
Right.
I know what you comedians do. I'd rather you leave me out of it. Is that okay?
If someone asks, of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah. We would respect someone's
for sure.
Okay.
Privacy. But 100%. And I always ask people, I never, we make up fake names like the Fadeaway or something. I never give even a first name if the person hasn't agreed for me to talk about them on the podcast. And I know Christina does the same.
Yeah. But what about if they don't want, because they'll, you know, people recognize their own stories, you know?
No, the story is mine. It happened to me. I own it.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Steven and I had a three-way like 6 months ago or something with a girl that we had met on an app. And she knew about the podcast before we met her, but she wasn't like, oh my God, I love the show. She's like, oh yeah, I know. That podcast is really good. And we're like, oh, okay, that's like I don't feel weird or like I'm taking advantage or something.
Did she say, and I have a podcast called Only Take It in the Ass?
No. If she did, I'd
Are
be
you
like,
proud of
bye.
That one?
But I talked about the experience on the podcast afterwards. I didn't say her name or any identifying features, but I kind of was really honest about how bratty I was being towards her in my head that I didn't say to her. And she heard it and she was weirded out and didn't like it and felt icky. And I completely understand. But
what
was
some of the stuff that you were saying?
Like she ended up sleeping over, which we had said, oh, you could sleep over, which is something we wouldn't do next time. And I just wanted her to leave. In my head, and I told Steven, like, just gonna. And Steven's like, let's order breakfast. I was like, no, I want her out. Not because I didn't like her, just because I don't know. I just wanted her to go.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I was really honest about it, but it's how I felt. So I don't feel bad talking about it, but I completely understand.
So
her
she
side.
So but you guys did end up having breakfast?
Yeah.
So she heard later that you didn't even want to have that breakfast with
her. Right, and that sucks, but the thing was I was being honest about I was being such a brat about it in my head of like wanting her to leave. I don't know.
Were you being a brat in your head during also?
In my head, yeah.
Why?
But I wasn't being outwardly mean to her because I wouldn't want to do that.
Is this your first three-way?
Yeah. No, second.
Did you expect to have negative feelings?
I did. I said I'd probably be jealous a little bit afterwards because I have a cuckolding fetish, so I really wanted to see them
have sex or touch each other or whatever.
Now, when that, how far does it go? Like, does she look over? Would you like her to look over and like, look, I'm fucking your man and spitting on you?
Yeah, not spit on me. Okay. That's, no, not that. But,
ooh, anyone can spit on me.
just to be clear.
Come here, you.
It doesn't even have to be sexual.
yeah, and I told Steven beforehand, I was like, oh, if you wanted to have sex, penetrative sex with her, totally cool. Right. They didn't end up doing that, but that's, just there wasn't enough time.
So were you involved?
Because right before he's about to go inside and Christina goes,
oh, the time's up. Look at the time. Well, what happened was after I came from it, and I was like, there were parts where I was involved in a lot, most of it, but then there was a part where I had a vibrator. I was just laying right next to him, and they were going at it, and I loved that. But the second I came, I was like, and that's a wrap on the three-way, guys. We're done, which is not fair.
Right.
So I just had to be like, good for you.
I see. Oh, yeah. So you became like the cheerleader, like, one of you should come now.
Yeah, can you guys think it's just over?
Oh, look, you guys are fucking slow now.
Yeah. Oh, really taking your time, I noticed. Started narrating like a golf tournament.
I bet you're feeling
there. Steven goes, putting his dick in her mouth. What's gonna do next?
Would you do a three-way again?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to do a four-way with another couple because I want a dick. I want to experience another dick.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Would he be into it?
We're arranging that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So do you look on an app?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you nervous that you're saying it on the podcast, on this podcast, and that people will sign up for more apps?
Maybe
you get a cut.
I should absolutely. I actually emailed the founder of the app, and I was like, "Would you want to advertise on the podcast?" He said yes, but then I forgot to give. That's my fault. It's on me. But we've talked about the app before on the podcast, and people don't forget shit like that, so whatever, it's already out there.
All right.
But it's fun.
Will you guys always be freaky deaky?
Oh my God.
Maybe freaky deaky, not free. I hope we're never freaky deaky, but sexually explorative. Okay. I hope so. All right.
Keith, you're slut shaming.
Freaky. No, you're just being corny.
That's our tagline.
Corinne, do you experiment? Do you?
What does that mean? You need to elaborate.
More than have you had a three-way?
No, I'm not. I.
Well, that's what I meant.
Experiment. There's 1,000 things you could do.
Do you mix chemicals.
I've peed on someone.
Do you mix?
But I have not had a threesome. Oh. Call me vanilla.
Good for you.
How many people have you peed on?
Just one.
R. Kelly.
Okay. Just Dark Kelly. Okay. Yeah, that was a long term boyfriend. I got bored, so I was like, can I pee on you?
Yeah, I guess we'll piss on each other now. See how we like it.
What can we do?
It was during the breakup.
I'm like bored.
Is this a comic? Because I could list at least 3 that would want that.
No, this was my first boyfriend who I did for 5 years.
Would you take a shit on your chest?
No, I'm very hygienic.
Would you take a shit on your chest?
Yeah.
I no, that's my one rule. I'll try pretty much anything, but no fecal matter.
Right. Me too. I don't know how far I would go with pee either. Like in the shower is like the pussy move, but that's as far as I go.
I pee in the shower all the time.
I have to clean my apartment.
Pee is
and
clean
it's like,
now.
On what?
It's pee. Then
don't
pee
do it in the toilet.
Well, we did it in the bathroom, but I didn't. It wasn't in the shower. Like we peed outside so you could feel that was a specific fluid.
Oh, pee now.
Look at this. No feces.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. I don't.
You can get just sick.
Messy and not hygienic. And
you thought I was shaming you somehow. You're a prude.
No, I'm not shaming. I just, that's not for me. If you want to get your lady to shit on your chest,
nothing
that is
I
your
can
right.
Get sick. Yeah.
Well, not my lady.
I would
my
do
wife.
Blood, like blood play, but not fecal matter.
What is blood play?
That's like my dream. That's where I would go. See, Christina is into more like other people. Like for me, I always say like it's hard enough for me to find one person I can stand for like that kind of amount of time that I would need to get off. So that's absolutely out of the question. But blood play, like, you know, literally cutting each other and like licking each other's blood. Like that's my goal is to slowly turn into a vampire.
Yeah.
Like not kind of not fucking around. Right. Like absolutely. Like I'm trying to get as goth as I possibly can at 30.
Well, so there's probably, you know, stuff that goes along with that, like sharp teeth, that kind of thing. Would you want to go that route?
I mean, I actually do have custom made fangs.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That fit in.
I got them made when I went to Romania to visit Transylvania.
So vampire-y
thing
of you.
That I did.
Do you think, no joke, you really are part vampire?
I mean, I don't really think it's really great. I'm not Romanian, but I mean, I come from a family, like my brother's named after Christopher Lee, the actor, my dad's favorite actor to play Dracula. Like we were a very goth family, or like my dad's like in horror movie memorabilia. So it's just, I think it's like just part of how I grew up. So I always thought that was like really sexy. Like if I wasn't my B dream is to be a scream queen. And I went on Fangoria Radio and like I auditioned and I like got to like the second round. Dee Snider was there. It was great. Like I'm very into this.
Did you ever jump so high for a split second you thought you were flying?
I have.
No.
That's a different problem.
I love trampolines though, so I don't know if that counts.
If you find out that Christina indeed was born the vampire between you two.
Right.
You can't be friends. That's bullshit.
No, I would want to be friends more.
Yeah. Oh, to bite you.
Because then I know a vampire. This is great.
It's pretty cool.
You know, yeah, she's not though. I can tell she gets tired very early.
I thought vampires were real when I was young, but you know what I found out? You know what vampires love to do? What? Dump on chests.
Oh, I never read that in any of
you're not gonna see my vampire Twilight. Books.
It's a niche market.
No, I don't like Twilight. My favorite book on being a vampire is called Bloodlust, and I would take it out every summer from the Union Public Library, but it was the time when you had to write your name in the back, and it just said Corinne Fisher, Corinne Fisher, Corinne Fisher. And my mom was like really serious. She's like, you've got to stop taking that book out. They're going to come to the
fake
house.
Name, damn it.
They're going to come to the house, Corinne.
They're going to come to the house. The vampire police. You're going to have to invite them in.
How do they know it's me? I wrote Corinne the Vampire.
Now, like it shows, people are going to bring you vials of their blood.
Do we spell vampire with an I or with a Y?
With a Y, obviously. Hello. Super obnoxious. Hello.
I'm special for a reason.
Vampire.
All right, now, if you want to follow or get her help, Corinne Fisher can be reached at Corinne, Corinne, Fisher.com. The Twitter account is Philanthropy Gal.
Oh, boy. I'm going to regret this.
What's philanthropy? That's like when you give back?
See,
or
this
when
all
you...
started because I had a charity blog before I was a comedian, so I just kept all my social media the same. So at first it was serious, but now it's like cunty, like I'm giving back to you through my comedy. And also just it annoys this other comedian named Alexis Guerrero so much that I will never change it. Just because it just infuriates him.
Shout out to Alexis.
Christina website is imbetterthancorinne.com.
I forgot I got multiple URLs and I direct them to the same page.
I just do it because it bothers her. ChristinaHutchinson.com. Now listen to this.
Oh, the spelling. The balls to make that your .com.
Yeah, but they well, everyone, you know, spells her name right and all mine wrong now because it's so specific.
And I got to remind people, didn't choose the spelling of my name. Yeah. My mom did.
It's not on her.
From a girl.
It's a horrible story too.
From a girl named Khemda. I understand.
You feel me.
K-R-Y. S-T-Y-N-A. So instead of the I's, you put the Y's.
Yes.
Is that bad parenting?
Here's what happened. My mom had a friend she only met a couple times. And she said, if I have a girl, I'm going to name her Christina. If I have a boy, I'm going to name him Christopher. She didn't know I was having until the day I was born.
Okay.
And this friend said to her, the one of three conversations she's ever had with my mother, I just drove past the salon. It said Christina's Boutique and it was spelled K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A. You should spell it that way. And then my mom goes, okay. And that's why my name's spelled
that
way.
That's a beautiful story.
You're horrible.
Say that at your wedding. It's so nice.
Fuck you, Mom.
What if your name was Boutique? I mean, this is better.
I'd much rather. I wouldn't mind Boutique. I'd own it. I own Christina. You know, I get made fun of, but at least you remember it.
Twitter account is at Christina Hutch.
Yes.
Oh, Hutch, you decided to let it
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it's easier. That's my Instagram, too.
And, of course, the podcast we're talking about is Guys We Fucked. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And also, you're a comedy group as well, right?
Duo.
We're a group. It's me.
There's a couple other people. We don't let them come
out
with
us. It's me again.
You call yourself Sorry About Last Night. And also... Philanthropy Gal is the host of Nacho Bitches at New York Comedy Club. I'm talking. Your next show is January 29th.
Uh-huh.
It's at 11:15 p.m. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Thank you.
Nachos, okay. Nachos are involved.
Yes, and use code NACHO for $10 tickets.
Now, I would say the show that Christina has coming up on January 23rd.
Sold out.
It's sold out.
I am doing a show February 19th, which is my actual birthday.
Oh.
And I decided to make February's Glamour Puss that day.
So I'm like, I'm going to do something weird, like either get wasted and sing a song or something fucking dumb.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Something worthy of glamour puss.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, there you have
That's
it.
That's at Sync Bar.
You guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's pretty easy. We're on iTunes. You can also go to keithandthegirl.com/iTunes or just go straight up to keithandthegirl.com. Share this episode if you enjoyed it. You guys, this was so much fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being
Thank
on.
You.
Talk to you guys later.
keithandthegirl.com.